Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today we'll continue with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in his speech which he gave to the Muslims in Baltimore, Maryland. This is the speech from which Professor Todd Green learned about Islam. And because of such lies, like we have already been hearing from Mr. Bush and Mr. Obama, the liberals in America could not see anything wrong in Islam. Therefore, if we are speaking the truth about Islam and it is so hateful, then the problem is in us, not in Islam. Because what Professor Todd Green knows about Islam has nothing to do with Islam. And to prove this to you, let's continue today with Mr. Obama and his lies about how we can get rid of terrorism.
Well, I agree we actually do need moral clarity. Let's have some moral clarity. Groups like ISIL are desperate for legitimacy. They try to portray themselves as religious leaders and holy warriors who speak for Islam. I refuse to give them legitimacy. We must never give them that legitimacy.
And boy, oh boy, I am so excited about the moral clarity of Mr. Obama and the moral clarity of the Muslims in America, those who clap their hands for Mr. Obama as they say, Amen, Mr. Obama. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to get rid of terrorism? He said, by not acknowledging legitimacy to groups like ISIL. Mr. Obama is telling us that ISIS have nothing to do with Islam. The leaders of ISIS are not Muslim scholars. And who is the scholar? Obama, who maybe never read the Quran once in his life. Or if he knows what's in the Quran, that means he is the best deceiver after Allah on earth. We covered all these lies in our presentation, revealing the truth about ISIS, as we learned that nothing ISIS have taught or practiced is not in Islam. It is 100% Islam, including killing other Muslims. Here we go. Listen to Mr. Obama, who stated,
They're not defending Islam. They're not defending Muslims. The vast majority of the people they kill are innocent Muslim men, women, and children.
First of all, we need to understand that no Muslim believer ever killed a Muslim believer. Yes, there are plenty of Muslims who killed other Muslims, but no Muslim believer ever killed a Muslim believer. Because Muslims believe if they kill a Muslim believer, they will burn in hell forever. As Allah said in the Quran, do not kill the soul which Allah forbids. You don't kill a Muslim soul. But Allah gave the Muslims reasons for killing a Muslim soul. One reason is if a Muslim leaves Islam, you have to kill him. Or if a Muslim becomes a hypocrite. And you may ask the question, how do I know if a Muslim is a hypocrite or a true Muslim believer? The answer is very simple. Follow the book. What book? The Quran. In Quran chapter 3, verse 167, Allah said, and that he might know the hypocrites. And it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we know how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. So here is the truth. There are two simple tests by which every Muslim believer in the world will know the Muslim hypocrites. First of all, ask them to come physically and fight the battle for Allah. Perform jihad for Allah. That is to kill all non-Muslims and anyone who rejects Islam. Number two, ask them to contribute financially. If they will give you money, they don't have to go and fight. Because we know in Islam there are two types of jihad. Jihad with money and jihad with their lives. As Allah stated throughout the Quran, those who believed, immigrated, and performed jihad with their money and their life for the sake of Allah. So in simple words, hypocrites are those who refuse to engage in war and those who refuse to contribute financially towards those who are willing to engage in war. What is the punishment of the hypocrites? You go with me to Quran chapter 9 and verse 73. And Allah said, O you prophet, Allah is speaking to Muhammad here, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites, and be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the destination. Do you understand what's going on here? Allah here is ordering Muhammad not only to be harsh with them and they kill them, but Allah Almighty himself would send them to hell forever. So when ISIS killed other Muslims, the hypocrites, who refused to join them, it was for obedience to the commands of Allah in the Quran. My friends, the only reason I believe why ISIS did not succeed to take over the world is because the West got involved. It's because Mr. Trump got involved. If it was for Obama, there would be ISIS today in a larger scale than ever. But if the Muslim believers, ISIS, was able to continue to kill other Muslim hypocrites and nobody of the West got involved, as we're going to see this when liberals take over the White House in the near future of America, that is when you see huge number of Muslim believers gather together to perform jihad, and Islam will take over the world. Yes, indeed, they will terrorize America from within. And then I wish Mr. Obama will tell us how to fix that problem, when Muslims in America will have the upper hand and they will do exactly what they have been doing in the Middle East in the last 1,400 years. Well, let's continue with a little bit more of the lies of Mr. Obama.
So the best way for us to fight terrorism is to deny these organizations legitimacy and to show that here in the United States of America, we do not suppress Islam. We celebrate and lift up the success of Muslim Americans.
Yes, indeed, my friends. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mr. Obama is telling us here that is the best way. That's how we can get rid of terrorism. Just deny their existence. Let's all pretend that they're not here. They're not there. They're not anywhere. And the second thing is to celebrate Islam in America. Let me prove to you that you're wrong, ISIS. You're wrong, Fatah. You're wrong, Hamas. You're wrong, Al-Qaeda. You're wrong, any Muslim Brotherhood, including those who are obviously sitting in that mosque clapping hands for Mr. Obama. You're wrong. You know how I'm going to prove that? I'm going to help Muslims to take over America. I'm going to help them to build mosques all over America. I will help them to become governors, senators, congressmen, and mayors. I will give them America, and we're going to celebrate Islam in America, and that will prove to the Muslim world, to the bad ISIS and others, that we are going to get rid of you. How are we going to get rid of them? By giving them America. That's exactly what I call the oxymoron of Obama and Bush and the rest of the liberals in this country. I do not believe we should ever go to war to kill a Muslim man. Because once again, I will tell you, the war we have is not against the Muslim people, but against Islam itself. It is the war against ideology. It is a spiritual warfare which will never be won with bombs and bullets, but it will only be won, that is, to tell the truth, to let the Muslim know that they are following a savage cult and Muhammad is not a prophet and the Quran is not the word of God. And that's how we can gain the heart and the soul and the mind of the Muslim people, that they become a Christian and they be set free from that savage cult, the cult of Islam. Now, my friends, let's continue a little bit more with the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
And we can't suggest that Islam itself is at the root of the problem. That betrays our values. It alienates Muslim Americans. It's hurtful to those kids who are trying to go to school and are members of the Boy Scouts and are thinking about joining our military. That kind of mindset helps our enemies. It helps our enemies recruit. It makes us all less safe. So let's be clear about that.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Obama, I agree with you 100%. I just don't have enough napkins so I can dry the tears coming from my eyes. What a foolish talk! Are you listening, America? This is Obama's suggestion. That is the clarity which he would like to plant in each and every one of your hearts. Mr. Obama said, we cannot blame Islam. Do you understand that? Let us blame something else. Forget about Allah and his words in the Quran. Forget about Muhammad and his teaching in the Hadith and how Muhammad lived when he was killing the Jews and the Christians the last 10 years of his life. No. Let's forget about what Muslims have done around the world in the last 1400 years. Let's forget about the killing of the 3,000 Americans. Let's think about the little boys who are members of Boy Scouts. Let's think about the Muslim men who are serving in our military and the wonderful Congress Muslim men and women and the wonderful Muslim senators and the wonderful Muslim governors and the great Muslim President Barack Hussein Obama himself. See, we don't want to be in the same mindset because otherwise we'll have the mindset of Usama Dakdok. And we're going to figure out we have a problem, America. And the problem is Islam. And if we do that, then we're going to help our enemies. How in the world are you going to help ISIS by exposing Islam through their life and the teaching of the Quran? How in the world are you going to help them? You're going to remove hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of millions of Muslims out of that savage cult, the cult of Islam. Mr. Obama is telling us, if we follow the truth which I teach in this presentation, we will help our enemies to recruit. It will make us all less safe. Excuse me, you mean if we ignore Islam, Muslims will not recruit? You mean if we will not do anything to upset the Muslims, they will never attack us? Well, let me think about it. 1400 years ago, the Christians of Egypt did nothing to the Muslims of Saudi Arabia. But they came to my country, 641 AD, and they actually burned our churches. They burned the Library of Alexandria, and they killed 4 million Christian men, and they took our wives and our daughters. What did the Egyptians do wrong to cause the Muslims of Saudi Arabia to be upset? And you can take the name Egypt out of that story and you put the rest of the 57 Muslim countries. My friends, if we do not learn from the history of the past, it will repeat itself tomorrow. Why the Muslims are destroying Europe today? Because they just come to the position to have the upper hand. And when Muslims do that, the real color of Islam will show up. And here in America, Muslims are right now small, tiny minority. And once again, when they will have the upper hand, what happened in Egypt will happen again here in our land.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
And now, my friends, let us look at the great opportunity which Mr. Obama is giving to his audience, the Muslim of the Islamic Center of Baltimore. That is when he said,
and American Muslims are better positioned than anybody to show that it is possible to be faithful to Islam and to be part of a pluralistic society and to be on the cutting edge of science and to believe in democracy. And so I would urge all of you not to see this as a burden, but as a great opportunity and a great privilege to show who you are. To use a little Christian expression, let your light shine. Because when you do, you'll make clear that this is not a clash of civilizations between the West and Islam. This is a struggle between the peace-loving, overwhelming majority of Muslims around the world and a radical, tiny minority.
Wow. Don't you love this, my dear friends? The American Muslims, or the Muslims of America, as Mr. Obama keeps repeating this in his speech, have the golden opportunity to do what? To show the world that it is possible to be faithful to Islam and at the same time to be a part of the pluralistic society. It is very important that they believe in science and to believe in democracy and at the same time to be good Muslims. That is what I call the nonsensical speech of Mr. Obama. Because Islam and democracy do not mix together. Let me remind you, from my presentation, Revealing the Truth About Sharia, we learned the following. Sharia teaches any system of man-made law is considered illicit under Islamic law, for whose adherence Allah already has provided the only law permitted, Sharia. Islam and Western-style democracy can never coexist in harmony. Now, I don't know what to tell you. Should I believe the scholars of Sharia or should I believe Mr. Obama? We have to choose one of the two. Can we reconcile science and Islam? For heaven's sake, Allah in the Quran teaches that the earth is flat and we got seven of them. But science teaches that the earth is sphere and we only have one earth, not seven as Allah said in the Quran. And so much about science, Mr. Obama, does not fit with Islam. Until today, Muslims believe drinking camel urine will help to get rid of many diseases. And they also believe that the baby can be inside the mother womb for up to 4 or 5 years. So if you tell them science teach the baby can only be in the mother womb for 9 months, they will reject your science, sir. But the most important part is this. You cannot be Muslim, faithful to Islam, and live in America for the long run and be that peaceful, loving Muslims which we see today in America. Because in the long run, any Muslim in America who will not join other Muslims to get rid of everything about America, including our freedom, these Muslims will be called hypocrites and they will be killed by Muslim believers here in America. And that is the reason why, as I said before, you cannot be a Muslim and be an American at the same time. Because the Americans stand for the opposite of what Islam is. Then Mr. Obama said the following.
The voices of Muslim clerics who teach that Islam prohibits terrorism. For the Quran says, whoever kills an innocent, it is as if he has killed all mankind. These are the voices of Muslim scholars, some of whom join us today, who know Islam has a tradition of respect for other faiths.
No, my friends, no cleric in planet Earth ever teaches of what Mr. Obama is saying. Only those who live in America, the members of the Brotherhood who wear suits and ties simply to deceive America. Because, once again, this is the lies of Mr. George W. Bush, which he declared just after September 11th. In his speech to the American people, Mr. Obama here is quoting Quran chapter 5 and verse 32, where in it Allah said, for this reason we inscribed for the children of Israel that he who kills a soul without a soul or vandalizing on the earth, so it will be only as though he had killed all the people, and that he who gives it a life, it will be as though he had given life to all the people. So what do we learn from that verse, Mr. Obama? Allah was speaking to the Jews, not to the Muslims, and not one of the Muslims who ever quoted that verse read the first portion. For this reason, we inscribed for the children of Israel. That's what the Jewish people believe, not the Mohammedans. Because guess what? In the following verse, that is Quran 5:33, Allah said, surely the reward for those who war against Allah and His Messenger and go about to vandalize on the earth is only that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite side, or they will be banished from the earth. This is their disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter, they will have a greater torment. Do you understand now what is the problem? Mr. Obama is quoting a verse in the Quran which was written concerning the Jews. Muslims are not to obey what Allah wrote to the Jews, but they obey what Allah wrote to the Muslims. And that is Quran 5:33, sir. Finally, Mr. Obama said,
like people of all religions, Muslims living their faith in a modern pluralistic world are called upon to uphold human rights, to make sure that everyone has opportunity. That includes the aspirations of women and youth and all people. If we expect our own dignity to be respected, so must we respect the dignity of others.
Here we go, Mr. Obama is telling us that Muslims are like everybody else, especially the Muslims who live in the modern world. Why? Because they are living their faith in that pluralistic world, and they are called to uphold human rights. And believe me, my friends, if I have another 2-3 hours, I can assure you from the word of Allah in the Quran and from the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, which is the two sources of Islam, there is no human rights. If you do not have the right to worship however you desire, if you have no right to leave Islam, because if you leave Islam, you're dead, how in the world can you tell me that Muslims have any rights? In Islam, there are no rights, not for Muslim men, not for Muslim women, not for any human. There are no rights whatsoever. This is the problem, my friends. We're talking about lies spread by our politicians. If it was Mr. Bush or Mr. Obama. And these lies is what Professor Todd Green believes. And unless Professor Todd Green learned the truth about Islam from the source of Islam, that is the Quran and the Hadith, then we will continue to have these problems in America. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.